All right, guys, sing along with us anything you know, okay? We're here to praise God and have a good time with you.
That's
folks,
right.
Okay?
Yes. So this first one I think you'll know. Hopefully most of you'll know it, so please sing along, all right? Key of G, boys.
Tempo.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
I was standing by my window on one cold and dreary day when I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Are you singing?
There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
So I told that Undertaker, please drive slow. For that lady, you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Thank you.
I think they were warming up. I didn't hear y'all real well. That's okay. We got more coming. Don't worry.
I want to hear you louder than us. I think y'all did better this morning. You might have been a little hungry then. I don't know.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And are you fully trusting in His grace in His hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? So
are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. And are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Here we go.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
That are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. For there's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean.
Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
So are you washed?
Are you washed?
in the blood,
in the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. In all your garments, spotless are they, white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Hey, thank you.
Man.
Yes, I think they're waking up.
That's good, that's good. So are we.
Okay, Darren.
Jesus.
Amen.
Every day.
You know, we love the Lord. This is a group that we do gospel music and with a bluegrass touch, but there's one something that all of us share, and it's Jesus. We love the Lord, and we like to talk to Him. So if you don't mind, I know there's been a lot of prayer, but the Bible says pray without ceasing.
And there
so
can
let's
be...
pray. Let's bow our heads. Most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, O loving, living God, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on a cross at Calvary for us. We thank You, dear Jesus, for shedding the blood so that our sins are washed away. We thank You for setting an example for us, for loving us despite our sinful selves at times. And Father, I just pray that You will bless each one that is here. We thank You, Lord, for this opportunity to sing to You. We're just vessels, Lord, and we just ask that You take what we have. May it glorify You. May the songs and the music fall upon open ears and receptive hearts, that they may hear and love You through the songs and Your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right.
You guys ready?
Jesus walked,
Jesus walked
that lonesome valley,
lonesome valley.
He had to walk it by Himself. Oh, nobody else,
nobody else
could walk it for Him. He had to walk it by Himself.
Oh, you gotta walk,
you gotta walk
that lonesome valley,
lonesome valley.
You've gotta walk it by yourself. Nobody else,
nobody else
can walk it for you. But you gotta walk it by yourself.
Some say John,
he was a Baptist.
He was a Baptist.
Some say John, he was a Jew. But the Holy Scripture tells us that John was a preacher too. Daniel was a Bible hero.
Jesus walked
that lonesome valley,
lonesome valley.
He had to walk it by Himself. Oh,
nobody else
could walk it for Him. He had to walk it by Himself. He had to walk it by Himself.
Thank you.
He had what was called a resonator mandolin. My husband sometimes calls it a termite-proof mandolin. Want to talk to you a little bit. Go ahead, Janetta. You want to share the next song?
Well, you know, I don't know how many of you watch the news, but sometimes I just can't take it anymore, and so I don't watch it or look at the newspaper. Because of the fiasco that's going on in the government and foreign lands and everything, and there's just really nothing we can count on that's of this world anymore. But you know, we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Amen.
And
oh, yes.
If I didn't have that, You know, how many times do you say, please, Lord, help me with this? Mm-hmm. And there are so many times that I wish he was right in the chair beside me. I'd love to just look in his face and say, Lord, please just reassure me. I know you love me, but just reassure me and have a hug from him. Wouldn't that be amazing? But this is what a friend we have in Jesus. So please sing along with us. It's such a common song and such an important song.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, this is the song that Gus wrote. The Lord has blessed him with talent of writing songs. And it is our philosophy up here that we do not want you to look at us and what is going on up here. We consider ourselves vessels through which we want Christ to use us. Mm-hmm. He has given us talents, and we feel that he wants us to use the talents as he's given us, and that's why we're here. And this song that Gus has written is called Keep 'Em Walking. It's upbeat, it's cheerful, and to me, it's like a sermon and a song. I'll keep on walking.
Are you sweating it out of tune, Gus?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah.
Close enough to government?
Oh, it's close enough.
I go out into this great big world we live in. I look into the faces of the people that I meet. Seems like they are lost and only going through the paces. And I do not sense the peace or the joy that only knowing you can bring, Lord. So I'll keep walking.
I'll keep walking.
Walking in your light, Lord.
Talking
about your love, and I'll keep singing.
I'll keep singing.
Singing all your praises. And when the world says that I'm crazy and I'm living in a dream, there's one thing that I am sure of. That's the love you have for me, and I will not be denied of this joy I have inside because of you, Lord. So I'll keep walking.
I'll keep walking.
Walking in your light, Lord. I'll keep talking.
And I'll keep talking.
Talking about your love. And I'll keep singing.
And I'll keep singing.
Singing all your praises. And when the world lines up against me, trying to tear me down. Tear me down. I know that you are right here with me. You will never let me down. And I will not be denied. Because of you, Lord, I'll keep walking.
I'll keep walking.
Walking in your light, Lord, I'll keep talking.
I'll keep talking.
Talking about your love, I'll keep singing.
I'll keep singing.
Singing all your praises, and I'll keep searching.
I'll keep searching.
Searching for the truth. Do 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 do. So I'll keep walking.
Thank you.
Okay, now Janice and I are going to leave it all to the guys.
Man, we've been waiting for this.
Just don't go too far. We might have you come back up.
Yeah, don't go too far. We still need you. We still want you up here. Now, we better play this fairly well. Darren, do you want to do the little...
Yes, tell me.
Okay. Well, this is going to be an instrumental. And We have some CDs with us, and listen, we don't sell our CDs, okay? Anybody that wants one, welcome to it.
Come and see us afterwards.
Exactly. And what we do is not about money. It's we don't charge for any programs. This is a ministry for us.
Absolutely.
But my point is with the CD thing, whoever can raise their hand after the song is done, and again, we better play this well, whoever can guess the name of the tune.
You got to be quick.
Yeah. You can come up and just have your choice of CDs
yes.
later on after the program. But again, we don't sell them anyway, so.
Yeah. Still but the fact of being number one.
We just better play this right. So see if you can guess the name of this.
Yeah, but you don't count.
You don't count.
Besides, you already have the CD.
And that would be cheating.
All right.
Song is over.
I saw this little guy over here.
Say it again.
Yes,
you
got
it,
my man. Yes, indeed.
Good job. All right.
Yes. I tell you what, I saw a lot of hands go up, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah, right at the beginning.
We didn't do too bad, I guess.
All right, okay, girls.
Y'all got too comfortable down there?
Okay.
Well, we're probably going to need you.
We as a group, we like to do a lot of familiar songs as well. You probably have recognized quite a few and sung on a few, and you guys sing really well, by the way. Thank you. This is another old hymn, and we're gonna do this one for you. A little bit different style. Yep, mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to sing along.
That's
now.
Right.
Please sing.
You got to know this one.
All right, here we go. One, two, three.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood. No lovelier spot in the dale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
How sweet on a clear Sabbath morning to listen to the clear ringing bell. Its tones so sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the vale.
Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, no spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
You know, this next song, Gus wrote this, and when he brought it to the group, I tell you one thing, it touched me something fierce now, because I was blessed to have Christian parents. I was blessed to be raised in a Christian home. I was blessed to be raised to have values of right and wrong.
Amen.
And I am thankful that I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
And this song tells me, where would I be? Have I ever thought of where you would be if you didn't have Jesus in your life? Now, maybe there's some here, and we don't know, that doesn't know the Lord, doesn't know Jesus as a personal Lord and Savior. Ask yourself that question. Where are you going to be?
Where would I be without you in my life? Lost to this world, with no hope for my soul. Endlessly seeking, yet never to find peace in my heart or the meaning of life. So where would I be without you? How could I live without you? In my heart, your spirit lives and breathes. Now my soul has been set free. I am yours. I'm not who I used to be. Born again, your blood has ransomed me.
Your blood has ransomed me. Thank you.
without you in my life. Jesus, how would I know of your love and your grace? You came to me in the still of the night. Open my eyes to the truth and the light. So where would I be without you? How could I live without you? In my heart, your spirit lives and breathes. Now my soul has been set free. I am yours. I'm not who I used to be. Born again, your blood has ransomed me.
Your blood has ransomed me. Now I'm free. Your blood has ransomed me.
Participation.
I want you to think back when you were in probably the primary class, maybe the kindergarten class, and you were taught this little gesture right here, the index finger.
Yes, it is.
That does not mean you're number one.
No. This is something that we're all supposed to do. And what is that when we say we're putting this finger up?
That's right.
Let our light shine.
Amen.
So this is our version of This Little Light of Mine, and we got another song mixed in there, so listen for that, and Janice is going to coach you a little bit.
All right, now this is Little Light. Come on, children. All right, there we go.
Yes,
all right, there we go. Thank you, thank you.
I see some hands in
all
the air.
All right, now if you want to praise the Lord, what are you going to do? Praise the Lord.
Lord. Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. When we get to heaven, we're going to wave, raise them hands, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Don't be shy.
Praise the Lord.
There it is.
Well, I got a few. But now you got to wait on your cue. Now, come on. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to let our light shine.
She'll tell you.
Yeah. Hide it under a bushel?
No.
Oh, that was weak. Hide it under a bushel?
No.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Make my hair fly.
There we go now. Get those lights up.
Come on now. Let's do it.
Come on, children. You're not too old, and you're not too young. Come on, Lily.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it
filled with sin, and I wouldn't let my dear Savior in.
Job out there. Thank you.
I tell you, you guys are doing great.
Yes.
Great. Hey, now, we did this earlier in the service, not this song, but we had you stand up. Could you guys stand up for us one more time and sing another one with us? This one's called Amazing Grace. Have you heard of that one?
You know it.
You've heard
you
of that
remember
one.
I told you we believe in interactive programs.
Amen. Amen.
Although we do it a little bit different, but I'm sure you'll hook into it.
You know, that's right. A grace, as I was always taught, was unmerited love. We have love that Jesus gave us, and we by all means didn't earn it. So think about his grace that he gives you every day, every day. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. God bless.
You may be seated. Thank you. All right.
Do you have to?
Well, I'll take this little opportunity to introduce us. We are from diverse denominations. We are from different parts of Augusta County, which is in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. And I'll start with the gentleman over there in the pink shirt with the banjo. He plays the dobro and the guitar. He can't decide what he wants to play.
Yeah.
That's my dear cousin, Darren Hebner.
Hello.
And back here with his back to you, tuning once again, is his big brother, Barry. Barry Hebner. He plays the mandolins and the guitar. And I used to babysit them, and if you want stories, just see me later. Barry Hebner from Parnassus, Virginia, and Darren's from Stanton. The gentleman back here playing the other mandolin is Mr. Alan Roadcap. He's been with us about, 5 years or so? And he does a good job on the mandolin, helping to have duets and things. Mr. Alan Roadcap from Stuart Stratford, Virginia.
Yes, Alan.
And this redheaded man here with the glasses, I think we already told you his name.
That's right.
He does a pretty good job for us on the guitar and writing songs. We'll keep him, I think.
You think?
Maybe a redheaded stepchild.
At least through the end of the year, right?
Maybe. Until you can draw Social Security.
There it is.
Gus Smith from Waynesboro, Virginia. Okay.
Thank you.
Waynesboro.
The gentleman back here with the overgrown bass guitar, which is a ukulele bass with a big sound. He said it shrank in the dryer. Mr. Brian Anderson, he drives the equipment around, is the treasurer, and does all kind of stuff. Mr. Brian Anderson from
Cremora, Virginia.
And this young lady right here, my sister in Christ, Miss, and we love each other, but sometimes we do fight and have disagreements like sisters. Janice Weeks from Harrison, Virginia.
By way of West Virginia.
Hey. Yes, that's your native girl there.
And last but not least, singing and lead and harmony vocal is none other than Janetta Bosley from Churchville, Virginia. And again, we thank you for having us.
Amen. We'll do a couple more for you. And we, again, appreciate you guys having us. It's been a blessing. And thank you again.
We also want to really thank the sound people.
Oh, absolutely.
We really appreciate your work and letting us do some sound check and helping us out there.
Thanks. Amen.
Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, all glory be your name. You are holy, you are worthy, and we give you all our praise. And we thank you for our blessing. We thank you for your Son, for he has saved us by his mercy and his blood.
You are all we need. You are everything that's beautiful. You are all we need. Come fill us with your love. You are all that's good and true. You're more than words can say.
You are all we
ever need. Oh, you are all.
Father, who art in heaven, all glory to your name. You have taught us through your Son Jesus, there is life beyond this place. And we are waiting to stand before you. We are longing to see your face, just to behold you in your kingdom on that day.
You are all we need. You are everything that's beautiful. You are all we need. Come fill us with your love.
You are all that's pure and true. You're more than words can say.
You are all we'll ever be. Oh Lord, you are all we'll ever be. And when we hear the trumpet sound, we'll know that you are drawing near. Then we will rise into the clouds to be home with you at last.
You are all we need. You are everything that's beautiful. You are all we need. Come fill us with your love. You are all that's pure and true. You're more than words can say.
You are all we love.
She's skipping a song. No. This is a rather old song as well. Anybody ever heard of a fella named Tommy Dorsey? Okay. All right. It's called "Precious Lord, Take My Hand." Okay. So let's do that one. Sing along with us, okay? Ready, brother?
Have a couple more for you. This next song is kind of a toe tapper, but it's got a... Oh, now they changed everything on me. Pardon me. This is another instrumental. Okay, well, Janice, we can sit down again. Yeah, bye-bye.
This is, anybody watch football or know about football? This is what we call an audible. I guess nobody watches football. Y'all didn't get that. Someone here got it. All right. Anyway, an audible is where you've got something, you're going to change it based on what you see. So not necessarily we're changing based on what we see, but we're changing because I'd like to play this song.
But I wasn't watching.
No, you weren't watching. This is going to be another instrumental. Y'all don't mind if we do three more, do you? No? Okay. All right. I was wondering there just for a minute. I was a little hesitant on the response, but that's okay. So we'll do three more. Yeah.
Looks like we've just about lulled them to sleep.
Yeah. That's all right. This is another, see if you can figure out what the song is, kind of a deal. We're going to try to play it. Plus, this is, gets Barry to play another instrument here, too. That's a tenor guitar that Barry's playing. And so we're going to try to play another little instrumental here for you guys.
Ready?
Wasn't that fun? I had fun. Wasn't that fun? All right. Could y'all tell what that was, by the way? Lady back in the back? That's right. This is my father's world. Excellent. Yeah. All right. Now what are we doing, gentlemen and ladies?
John.
All right. All right. So let me see. This next song that we're going to do, got two more here. And this kind of features Barry, my brother, in the mandolin, playing kind of a specially tuned mandolin. And you guys know the name of the gentleman who baptized Jesus? John the Baptist, that's right. So this song is about John the Baptist. And if anyone has had some familiarity with some bluegrass circles, you'll probably recognize the song. Who wrote this song? Bill Monroe? I don't know. Anyway,
Bill's done it. Ricky Skaggs has done it.
Several people have done this song. It's called Get Up, John. You know, sort of about the, of course, the man who baptized Jesus. And you know something that's interesting that John the Baptist recognized that, you know, the Pharisees didn't? What did John the Baptist say about Jesus? Do you remember? He said, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, right? So John the Baptist recognized that. And John the Baptist, of course, was preparing the way for Jesus to come for his ministry. And, you know, it's something that hopefully, as Janice mentioned earlier, that we can see Jesus asking us, what is your ministry? You know, this is part of our ministry that we have. Guess what? Each one and every one of you can have a ministry. Jesus has given you talents and abilities. What is your God right here going on up here?
Rise up.
The mission is tomorrow, the next day, 2 weeks from now? No, what is it?
Now.
And I hope that all of us, each one of us, can find where is our mission that God wants us to do for him.
You know, we witness all the time, even if we're not really actually presenting the gospel to others, because they see our lives, they see what we do, and see our walk, exactly. And that goes for us up here too. Not we're trying to put ourselves on a pedestal, but that's why we need to really make sure that we walk the talk.
You got a tweet there, brother?
Good enough.
All right.
All right, here we go.
This is another fun one.
All right, this is one we like to have a little bit of fun with. You guys can clap your hands, get up and dance up and down the aisles if you like to. I know some of the Adventists don't do that, but it's okay. We won't tell anyone.
Our last song, this next song. And like we said, we feel like what we do is a ministry. And this song right here kind of hit me like the V8 punch, you know, when I heard it. And what it does, it asks you to get down to your true self and examine your heart. You know, when we're around people, we put on a facade of what we want people to see. And that's not our true selves. That's not really walking the walk. And the song really hits you hard because it has you to strip all that outer layer away and get down to really what your heart is about. And if there's one thing that you don't, that you take away from these meetings today, let it be this, that there's nothing you can do to make God stop loving you.
That's right.
There's nothing you can do that would separate you from God's love. He may have to chasten you and to discipline you. Yeah. That doesn't ever mean that he does not love you, just like a real parent. The analogy I use is of the prodigal son. Do you think, even though that son did not do right by his father or his brother, he took off, he wanted to do his own thing, he didn't care about any consequences or what was left for his brother, and he left and did his own thing, but it didn't come to much, did it? When he came back, he had been feeding the pigs. He probably stunk. He probably was wearing rags. But do you think that father who waited at that road for him cared what he looked like? I don't think so. And that's how God is. He's standing there waiting for us to come to him in whatever shape we're in. Don't wait. Don't wait to come to him until you think you're good enough, because you know what? You'll never do it.
No, never be.
It'll never happen.
Amen.
But when when you do that, God will stand there with his perfect robe of righteousness, just like that father stood there for the prodigal son, waiting to put his robe of pure white around you.
Yes.
And then you can live with him forever if you choose to live your life. So please listen to the words of this song. Thank you.
answer is waiting, waiting to come in. He'll stand right beside you to fight and to win. You know the Master is waiting. Why not let him in?
Yes, thank the Master you. Is waiting.
God bless you.
Thank you guys so much for having us. We enjoyed being here. What a beautiful sight you have. You are very blessed.